Voting is the cornerstone of the United States representative democracy, and each individual state has incredible power to determine how its residents participate in the voting process. In the first installment of Your Vote, Your Voice series, we examine the basic voting requirements in Mississippi. Secretary of State Michael Watson joins our Michael Guidry to examine the year-to-year elections in the Magnolia State and the procedure for registering for and casting your vote.
Different states run things differently. And so they're the 50 laboratories of freedom for a reason. And I think it's best that the election systems are monitored by the states and overseen by the states. So I think that's an important point to make. As far as Mississippi goes, I'll kind of run through very quickly. And since we just hit 2020, people, that's still kind of fresh on their minds. So as you remember, last year was president and vice president, senator, U.S. senator, representatives, Supreme Court justice, levy commissioners, and folks obviously don't follow that race too much, but that's out there, elections commissioners and school board members. So that was in 2020. This year, all we have are municipal offices. Now, granted, there could be a special election depending on someone retired from a elected office, and there had to be a special to replace them. So that could always happen in every year. But in this year, 2021, we just have municipal offices. Next year, 2022, again, you're on the federal cycle. So we'll have representatives on the ballot. We'll have Court of Appeals judge, Chancery Court judges. We'll have Circuit Court judges. We'll have levy commissioners again. And then we'll have county court judges and school board members who are on staggered terms. So that's kind of a brief overview of 2022. And then 2023 is really the big year. As Mississippians know, every 4 years we have statewide elected offices are up. And so you'll see all 8 statewide up. You'll see our district offices, like the transportation and public service commissioners. You'll see district attorneys are up. And then your county level offices as well. For instance, your sheriff, your chancery clerk, your circuit clerk, your tax assessor, tax collector, your justice court judges, supervisors. Again, your county district offices are on that as well. So that's kind of a quick breakdown of the four-year cycle in Mississippi.
To put it in a nice kind of summary version that people can understand, it seems like even years, Mississippians are going to be looking at the federal level. And then odd years, it seems to be all focused on more localized stuff, the statewide elections in the odd year before the big general and those municipal elections in the odd years following the big general.
That's right. Basically, to boil it down, you get the nail on the head there. Your even years, you're going to see the federal elections as well as judicial elections. And then on the odd years, you're going to see more localized races, your municipal and then your statewide elected officials and others on the district and county levels. And Mississippi is odd in the sense that we're one of the very few that have off-year elections for statewide elected officials. Typically, you'll see most states do that in the presidential election year.
Earlier, you know, you said that basically you have 50 states, 50 labs for what this process could look like. And so it's going to be a little bit different in every state. In Mississippi, as it stands now, what is the process and the requirements for voter registration?
Yeah, good question. And one, again, that I hope Mississippians are aware of and making sure they understand the process. So I appreciate this opportunity to explain it. But basically, every United States citizen who possesses a certain number of qualifications is an eligible individual to register to vote in Mississippi. So in Mississippi, obviously you have to be a resident of our state at least 30 days prior to the election, at least 18 years old, or you will be 18 by the date of the next general election, not declared mentally incompetent by a court, and not convicted of a disenfranchising crime. So Section 241 of our Constitution, who lists those as well as there's an attorney general opinion out there too. But those are the very slimmed down qualifications one would need to be a registered voter in Mississippi. And as far as the process, you can register in person at your circuit clerk's office or at a municipal clerk's office, or, you know, if you go get your driver's license, motor voter, which was a federal law passed, you can register to vote in any of those public assistance areas like the DMV. And then lastly, you can also mail in your registration. We have a form on our website, yallvote.ms, that you can download and fill out and send in to your clerk. So those are the ways that you can register to vote. I think it's important to point out, you know, we see a lot of younger individuals really engaged in learning about the electoral process now. So for them, obviously you have to be 18 by the time of the general election, but, you know, as long as you can be 18 by then, you can register and vote in the primary as a 17-year-old, as long as you're going to turn 18 by that general election date. So very important to note that as well. And that's kind of the process, very easy process. If you're going to register to vote by mail, you download that application. Make sure you postmark it on or before 30 days prior to the date of the election when you send that in. So those are kind of the highlights of how to register in Mississippi.
And what are the general deadlines for registration?
Depending on the election, obviously, it's 30 days out from that election, so it moves. If you look at our election calendar on our website, and again, depending on which election cycle you're in, you need to know those different dates to vote. So last year, we had a lot of questions about that, and we were trying to really inform our public of what are those dates. And I think that's an important one to go to our website, yallvote.ms. I can't plug that enough. It has all the election information on it. So anytime you have a question about an upcoming election or how to register to vote or what are the excuses you can absentee vote, all of that is on our website, and we want Mississippians to be aware of those issues.
And just in case people might be wondering, you can register and participate in a primary election, but participating in a primary election is not a qualifier for a general election. You can miss a primary election, miss that registration, and still register and decide to vote in the general election if you so choose.
You're absolutely right. And just so folks know, not only if you miss that primary deadline, but the primary runoff election, if there is one, would be on the 27th. So as long as you registered 30 days prior to the 27th, you'd still be a chance there. And then the general election this year for our municipal elections is on June 8th. So 30 days prior to that, you could come in and register to vote. So again, make sure that you're aware of these deadlines and these dates. It's very important that your voices are heard.
I want to talk a little bit about moving real quick. Some people move and can cause a lot of confusion when either going to vote or going to register. If someone moves within their county, do they have to re-register in that county, or they just simply go to the clerk's office and submit a change of address?
Well, so you can change your address actually online. We've made it very easy. Again, yallvote.ms, there's a tool on there where you can change your address. And that would depend on, obviously, the election in which you're voting. So if you're voting in a municipal election and you move across the city, in your different ward, you're going to have to be registered within 30 days of the election in that ward. So that's only kind of the difficult piece there. Now, if it was a county election and you were voting for a supervisor, that too, you'd have to be in a specific ward. But if you just moved in the county and you were voting for, let's say, district attorney or some other countywide office, then that wouldn't matter. Now, it would impact where you voted, your precinct possibly, but you would still be an eligible voter in that election.
Day of, what do people need to know about, showing up to the poll, whether it is a primary election, whether it is a runoff, whether it's a general? What do people need to know about day of voting if they're choosing to vote in person in Mississippi?
Yeah, good question there. And again, my most important piece here is making sure that they were aware of the candidates and the elections that would be on the ballot. I think it's very important that we have individuals who research, who do the hard work prior to going to the polls, making sure you understand who the candidates are, what they stand for, what their plans are, and make sure they align with your values. And not only that, voting for them, but then hold them accountable on the back end as well. I think that's a very important piece that sometimes we forget. But make sure you have your ID when you go. If you forget your ID, you will be able to vote by affidavit ballot, and you can come back in and show your ID within 5 business days as well. So that's an important piece. Obviously, you want to get to your precinct, make sure that you're there, and you'll show your ID before you vote. You'll be given your ballot and have an opportunity to cast your ballot. So pretty easy process here in Mississippi. We've got some phenomenal elections officials around our state, be it your circuit clerks, your municipal clerks, or your elections commissioners, and then obviously the parties run your primaries. So we got some great folks who are out there. Your poll managers are very patient. We had a wonderful turnout of poll workers in 2020 and expect the same here for this one in 2021. So be patient with them. They will walk you through the process. But again, remember to take your ID. Remember to call your clerk and make sure you know which precinct you need to go to vote. And then do your homework. Make sure you're aware of who's on the ballot, what they stand for, and that they align with your values, and go cast your vote.
Secretary of State Michael Watson with our Michael Guidry. Coming up in part two.
So regardless of what we call it, or however the changes are made with the law, the intent would be to have the same method of voting, you know, the same level of security on election day that you have on the days prior to election day, just to allow some flexibility for those who can't get there on election day.
We look at the different efforts and perspectives shaping the debate over extended absentee voting.